From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. In Afghanistan, presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah says he will not participate in the November 7th runoff election with incumbent President Hamid Karzai. The initial election was widely considered to have been rigged. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more on Abdullah's decision.
Dr. Abdullah took the podium and in a very emotional speech, he stopped several times to drink some water. You could tell he was angry. He was upset. He announced that he will not be taking part in the November 7th elections. He says the process is simply not transparent enough, that the Karzai government has not addressed any of his concerns about what they might do to avoid the level of fraud that occurred during the first round. And he said he just could not in good conscience take part. He also talked a lot about the history of this country and the sacrifices people have made in decades of war, and that this is a real insult to them and to the people who've died for this country.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul, Afghanistan. Abdullah did not call for voters to boycott the election, but his decision not to participate makes the U.S. position in Afghanistan still more difficult. President Obama is reviewing strategy there and considering whether to send more U.S. troops. U.S. officials have made it plain they want to see a stronger Afghan government and an end to corruption that has plagued the Karzai government and had a corrosive effect on citizens' support for it if American support is to increase. Bombings in Iraq today have killed at least five people and wounded dozens in a marketplace and a police station. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
A bomb strapped to a bicycle exploded in a local market near the town of Musayab, 40 miles south of Baghdad. Women and children were among the casualties. On the borderline between Sunni and Shiite regions, Musayab is a mixed city that saw some of the worst violence when the insurgency began 6 years ago. In the western city of Ramadi, two bombs exploded inside the secured parking lot of the police station. Violence has recently increased in Ramadi, possibly linked to rivalries between tribal leaders. The same tribes were paid by the U.S. military to oppose Al-Qaeda in the province, but American forces have now drawn down significantly as part of an agreement that will see a halt to American combat operations by next August. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
More than a dozen people are dead in the Philippines after the latest tropical storm roared through yesterday and headed for Vietnam. The capital, Manila, and surrounding provinces are beset with new flooding, and some areas were still submerged after the last storm when Typhoon Mirinay hit yesterday. Trees were downed and thousands of houses have been damaged. It's time for Standard Time. Daylight saving time ended at 2 a.m. today in all times observing it. Zones, clocks should be turned back 1 hour. This is NPR News. The New York Yankees have taken a 2-game-to-1 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series. They beat the Phillies 8-5 last night. Heavy rains delayed the start of Game 3 for over an hour and 20 minutes. David Nogueras has more from Philadelphia.
Phillies right fielder Jason Worth gave waterlogged fans something to cheer about after his solo home run in the second opened up a 3-run inning for the Phillies. But the Yankees began to turn things around in the fourth after shortstop Alex Rodriguez crushed a pitch off Phillies starter Cole Hamels. The ball hit a television camera situated on the right field wall just left of the foul pole. The play was originally ruled a double but was overturned after the officiating staff left the field to consult instant replay. It was the first use of instant replay by umpires in postseason history. A 2-run double later that inning by Yankees left fielder Johnny Damon put New York ahead. Yankees ace CeCe Sabathia will pitch in Game 4 tonight on just 3 days rest. Joe Blanton will take the mound for the Phillies. For NPR News, I'm David Nogueras in Philadelphia.
People going to and from the World Series game were able to use Philadelphia's public transit last night because a threatened strike was delayed. Negotiations ended for the night without a resolution, and they are to resume this evening. The head of the International Olympic Committee says there's no increased concern about security in Rio de Janeiro for the 2016 Olympics, even though a violent drug war is raging in the city now. A 2-day organizational seminar ended yesterday in Rio. IOC Director Gilbert Felly says the drug war was discussed, but he said that security plans that are being put in place will be followed carefully. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.